746 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here's the translated text as follows. 714X American State Trials. The captain ordered us to count out $5,000 and leave it there for him. We left the $5,000 and took away $6,000, which was all that remained. This sum was divided among us. We were told that the captain was going to divide it, and that if each man did not go and get his share, there would be the devil to pay. I was not taken, but surrendered myself voluntarily at Fernando Po. The boatswain, four seamen, and I went to Fernando Po. Three of them are now in court. Delgado cut his throat in this city, and the boatswain died. They were taken from Fernando Po towards the island of Ascension, where they found the rest of the prisoners. I and four more were taken to England in a schooner. The rest followed in the Curlew, and from England they were all brought to the United States in His Majesty's Brig of War Savage. November 13. Perez, cross-examined. The Panda's cargo consisted of new rum, 30 bales of cloth, 250 muskets, 250 barrels of powder, knives, necklaces, cutlasses, flints, and axes. I shipped for $20 per month as an ordinary seaman. The seaman had $25. I cannot read or write. Do not know what course the Panda was steering when she fell in with the Mexican. Do not understand navigation. The pivot gun of the Panda was placed abaft the mainmast. After the crew of the brig was driven into the cabin, Guzman was sent to keep a lookout in the maintop. I was in the foretop. The cook, Antonio Ferrer, was not sent to look out, but stayed in his galley. The Panda ran away from the sail seen just after robbing the Mexican. We lost sight of the ship about 4 p.m. It was thought she was a ship of war. I saw the captain of the Panda take a pistol away from the third mate, which he had brought from the Mexican, and throw it overboard, saying he wanted no such thing on board his vessel. He only wanted money. I did not see the watch brought on board by the boatswain, heard he brought one, and a piece of duck. They took 4 oars out of the brig's boat and then scuttled her with an axe. Those who went on board the American brig at first were armed, the third mate with a sword, and the rest with long Spanish knives. The blades of these knives were ground very sharp like daggers. The Spanish sailors scoop out a little of the back part of the knife near the point, and then sharpen the point. It is customary to give the men jackknives, but they bring their own long knives in their bags. The witness here pointed out those of the prisoners who went on board the Mexican, who were now present in court, and said that the rest were dead. They were 13 in all. As fast as they came from the schooner, the captain sent others in their place. Captain Gibert hailed the American brig and ordered his men to take her crew from the forecastle and shut them up in the cabin. Castillo told me that a smoke was made to suffocate them. I did not see any fire. The boatswain had a scar on his nose. The wound had been large, but was healed. I don't remember whether his nose was straight or crooked. It was not a Negro's nose, pointing to Fair.